Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for faith builders. You'll find daily good news reflections on the Scriptures of Mass, written by Terry Modica, to help you in your everyday life and struggles. Visit GNM.org today. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx. Yes, I'm beginning a transition back to active ministry in the Bronx. I will formally move back here on October 2nd, but I'm visiting right now, getting things in order that are necessary to help with my transition back to here. And I'm recording this podcast episode actually after a rough night of sleep, so if I seem a little incoherent or struggling with my words, that's why. But I got thinking on this condition because there's usually a couple days a month where I just don't sleep well. You know, my joints are hurting me because my body mechanics are all off. You know, the nerves in my amputated stub, you know, just start firing off, and it's like a storm. Just a variety of things happen that interfere with sleep. So, you know, I'll get like maybe 4 hours if I'm lucky. And I know after I have these nights and other nights when I just struggle with mild pain, you know, I don't have any severe pain, but just enough to wince and remind you, yeah, I'm right here. Don't ignore me. I'm right here, blah, blah, blah. And it's in that wanting to ignore, not wanting to deal with, not wanting to address that there's a hunger I've noticed inside of me. It's a hunger for, I guess, for lack of a better word, a distraction or a numbness. And what do I mean by that? Well, dealing with my own pain and issues and everything with my amputation and going to different amputee groups and listening to a variety of people, you know, there's a desire, a hint, a whisper to want to escape, to be distracted, to be numb. And this is where, if one's not careful, addictive behaviors come into play. Whether one cultivates an addiction to alcohol, food, pornography, shopping, gambling, whatever it is, humanity in our fallen state tends to be one that sort of leans into this addictive behavior. And I notice within my own temptation, you know, my relationship with food, I always got to be careful about, you know, drink. I have alcoholics in the family and all these sort of things, that the stronger and stronger voice inside of me to want to numb this issue of pain and to become distracted, that these attachments that I may have to food and to drink and etc. become louder and more forceful. And it's its own battle to not want to be with the pain, to not want to deal with the reality that is before me. Now, I say all this, and I'm not really going to give a clear solution, because one of the things I think we try to avoid also is we think we understand what the problem is, so then we try to get to an answer to relieve it, instead of just sitting with and being present to the problem at hand and become penetrated by the problem at hand, or to try to penetrate the problem at hand. You know, I will always have pain for the rest of my life. People try to say, well, you can do this, you can do that, and the other thing. Yes, there are things I do to relieve it. And if it gets to a certain level, after communicating with my doctors, I have non-opioid pain medication. I take like a super leave, something like that. But the pain will always be there. That's a reality. And when we talk about acceptance of the cross, that means we have to respond to the reality at hand. And this is not a fun thing to say. I do not get joy from saying this, because I realize there are probably people listening to the podcast here that are hearing this today that might be dealing with a death in the family, that might be dealing with a sickness in a family, or of their own personhood, their own being, or they're dealing with a loss of a job, they're dealing with some other struggle. When we talk about being present to the cross and being before the cross and being with Christ on the cross, that means we have to be open, honest, and authentic to the reality that is before us. And that means accepting the pain and the suffering that are in our life, instead of trying to find ways to escape from it, to become either distracted or numb, hoping that somehow if time passes, it'll just dissipate and go poof into the night. There's no way to avoid the cross. It will always be before us and will always be present. But the reality we know as Christians is that we do not stand before the cross alone. We enter into the cross through Christ. But when we stand before the cross of our life also, we have the Blessed Mother with us, who stood before the cross of Christ and who is with us before our own crosses. We have the saints that we rely on in our life. We have the deceased loved ones that have gone before us. We have an army of angels and saints in heaven seeking to aid us in the acceptance of that cross. So in that acceptance, we begin to taste the redemption that comes about through the sacrifice of Christ upon the cross, where he testified to us in this profound way how much he loves us, and the power of that love is realized in the resurrection. So as I'm struggling with my own reality of pain, and becoming more aware and being open and honest, authentic, and naming the desire to become distracted, the desire to sort of numb myself and not deal with the present reality that I have at hand, I pray that my own struggle may aid you in this need to accept the reality that may be within your own lives, of putting words to the things that are your struggle, that are your cross, that are your pain, that are your suffering. Because when you can put words to them, they are brought into the light. And when they are in the light, you are able to begin to see this cross in the gaze of Christ. Now, my brothers and sisters, let us be not afraid, for we know that we do not travel alone, for we are the church, and we aid each other along the way. Know that I'm with you, know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, my brothers and sisters, make sure to check out my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my YouTube channel, blog post, my articles for the Catholic Stand. You can contact me through it or find links to my other social media platforms that I use. All of this can be found on my website, thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
This is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.